we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
You know, you're used to the feedback. It's, man, it's different. It's different. Amen. AdamandBeliever.com/BeLikeATree6.PDF. This is going to bless you, and it's not going to take long. Psalms 1 and 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in whose season? In his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, what's going to happen? You know, this passage brings tears to my eyes. It really does, because it takes a long time to be a tree. Now, I had young ministers, young people come up to me all the time, and brother, how are you? What should I? And I'm like, brother, you don't know how long it takes to be a tree. What happened in Vegas, that's 30 years of preaching time. Couldn't have done that 10 years ago. I wouldn't have been ready. It takes a long time to be a tree, especially when folks keep trying to cut you down. You got to keep growing stuff because somebody comes along and cuts it. Takes a long time to be a tree. In order to grow a tree, you must first have what? Patience. Patience. You got to have patience. That's why you got to respect people that's been doing it for a long time. You got to respect them. You know, that's one thing about this internet stuff that bothers me. Influencers pop up and they're automatically giving grand audiences to influence without any time of growth. You're not a tree. You're influencing and you just a limb. You're a stem. Because you got to have patience to grow a tree. No matter how good the ground is or how plentiful the elements, a tree needs what? Time to develop. Plant an apple seed right now in your backyard. And in about 15?
Yes, sir.
About 15 years, you'll have a tree.
Yes, sir.
You'll have an apple.
Yes, sir.
From that seed. 15 years. One of the hardest whoopings I got from my grandmama. I can recall it now. You know, she was at that age where she could only hurt you if she got close and put pressure on whatever she was holding. So the switch she had thorns on it. And so just swinging, we too quick for her. That's granny. So she'd have to lean up on you and just press them thorns on you. You'd be like, granny, grandmama. But she was beating us, me, my cousins, because she had planted an apple tree in the front yard and could not convince us that that was an apple tree. Because what, no apples nowhere. It wasn't shaped like no apple tree. It was just a thin, it looked like a bush. No, that's my apple tree and it's going to have apples. So we out there playing in it, falling in it, knocking it off. I mean, because we have no respect for this tree because this is not technically a tree. You know, when we at school, we drew pictures of apple trees. You draw the tree, and this tree is just. But she was waiting on that tree because it was going to take 15 years before she saw an apple. That's a long time. James 1 and 4 says, but let patience have her what?
Perfect work.
In other words, let patience work for you. Let waiting work for you. While you are waiting, do things in the interim. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire. What? Now, you hear that wanting nothing. That's basically saying that if you're patient enough, whatever you're patient for, you ain't want no more. See, nobody want to clap on that. It's not your desire anymore. And that's when God usually gives it to you. When it stops being all that you desire. That's what patience does. It works it out to make you understand that, hey, not my will, but thy will be done. So maybe I shouldn't even have this. See, when you start getting, you know, after a few years, you start getting like that. Well, maybe this isn't you, God. He's like, okay, yeah, keep talking. Patience is working it out of you. Yeah. Amen. I know I'm preaching. That's okay. Folk don't like these kind of messages because they want stuff. Now. My big mama told me I'd be driving a Benz. Is that what you are praying for? A car? A car. I promise you that somebody in your family needs your prayers. You need your prayers, and you praying over an automobile, walking around it 7 times. Like it is the walls of Jericho. I never understood that. If we're going to be biblically accurate, if you walk around it 7 times, it's going to explode. All the tires going to pop off. It's going to catch on fire. The wall was destroyed. Trees take a long time to mature. The processes that trees endure are lengthy because a tree must be the proper stature before it can bear fruit. Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. Where? Under the heavens. So, takes a lengthy process because if it's not the right stature, it can't handle fruit. Can't handle the fruit. Basically, a tree got to be able to handle itself. Because branches and fruit weigh trees down, the base must be solid in order to support the fruit yielded. Being rightly aligned with God will cause us to sprout branches that can support the weight of the fruit we bear. Amen? If you can't support the fruit, some folk can't support the branches. Something is wrong with your trunk. You didn't give your tree time to solidify. Has to be solid. I'll just poll the audience with this. Has there ever been something that you did and then later on wish you had waited? Amen. Everybody that kissed before they said I do, raise their hand. The hands I'm saying, yes, I wish I'd waited because that kiss turned into something else. That's why you don't do it. That's why you don't do it. Let me tell you something about butterflies. See, your butterflies in your stomach, you know that in love feeling when you first get in love, that little stuff. Well, that will stop responding once you acquire what it was first responding to. So you get the butterfly, like, ooh. And then you get the kiss, ooh. But then next time you kiss, I don't feel no butterflies. I got to do a little something extra to feel that feeling, that first feeling I had. No, that's okay. I will teach it here. I will teach it here. You know what I'm talking, don't you? Boy, don't do me like that. Amen. Yeah, and that's so we don't even play with that. Amen. We buy binoculars and we spy spy on our children. We look and spy and spy and search and search and siege. Protect. Being rightly aligned with God will cause us to sprout branches that can support the weight of the fruit we bear. Proverbs 12 and 12. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the roots of the righteous does what? Yields fruit. Taking our time and maturing before we attempt to do certain things is imperative to our spiritual growth. Bible gives us orderly instructions by exhorting us to seek the kingdom first so that things can be what? Amen. Look at somebody and say, seek the kingdom first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When I was broke, so broke that I couldn't even buy broke. That's how broke I was. Broke. I was brokeady broke. Me and my wife's meal of choice was spaghetti. Remember that? But well, you didn't like it for the reasons we liked it. We liked spaghetti because we could get a tube of meat for a dollar, a can of sauce for a dollar, and the noodles was like 20 cents for 30 cents. Then if we had a little extra money, we'd get the frozen bread, because that would last, the frozen garlic bread, that would last. Remember the Pepper's Farm? They don't know about that. Pepper's Farm. Now, ain't no telling what was in it. But we didn't care. We'd get that loaf, because that would last about four spaghetti meals. And then we would get the Hawaiian Punch. The 2 liter of Hawaiian Punch. Now, you know. We still don't understand the science behind Hawaiian Punch, because it just would not take to ice, no matter how much ice. I mean, you could have more ice than punch, and it's not cold. It's magic. How does that happen? Y'all know what I'm talking about? You can't get Hawaiian Punch cold. What chemical is in that? We couldn't get it cold. But that was our meal. And we were just as happy. Like it was never a, I'm sick of this spaghetti. Do you like living? You sick of, just say that. I'm sick of this life. I'm sick. I'm ready to pass on to the other side. We're not saying that. So we eating that spaghetti, man. Friends from the music industry, ASAP, would come over, make fun of me. You know who they are. Bro, you look how you living. Look what you eating. I'd say, hey, man, this tastes good for me. Now, if you want to go in them back rooms and do the stuff you doing, you go ahead and do that for the record deal. But in here, I'm going to be eating this until God does something else. And my prayer to God was always, God, if this is it for me, this is all we'll ever have, I'm going to announce you to everybody I meet. Because it don't change anything. Things don't have nothing to do with how great God is. Bible said a rich man went to hell, and the beggar was in the bosom of Abraham. Got nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Amen. Amen. Right now, I speak the spirit of contentment over this congregation. Y'all some young folks. Y'all need to learn how to be content. Wives, you need to shut up and let your man do what he needs to do and be content. Amen. Amen. My wife didn't ever ask for anything. Anything. Didn't put no pressure on me. Well, it's quiet now. just shut up. Just shut up. I say it. Let him be a man. And let God grow him. You know how long it takes to grow a tree? Then you know how long it takes for him to be able to support you as a branch? You're not ready for fruit because he's not supporting you as a branch yet. You're trying to put stuff on branches that's making them snap like this. That branch is not ready. But what if we never get it? Then you didn't never get it. You shouldn't miss it. If you didn't never get it, how do you miss it? The only way you miss it is because you on Instagram looking at it. You listening to folks. Amen. You listening to folks. You huddling up with crazy women in here. Now you should know they crazy because they're not talking like what's being preached in here. So why are you taking advice from women like that right up under this ministry's nose? That woman is out of order. You need to shut her down. I don't care who she is. Yeah, I wish you could go through my emails. Wish you could see all the men that are separated or divorced because their wives got them out of here. And they email me, brother, Well, she listened to the wrong woman. Or she listened to a man that sound like a woman. Whatever it is, it's still a Jezebel spirit. Jezebel is against the prophet. Always against the prophet. Let me get back to what I was saying. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness. That means his right alignment. When you align with God rightly, whatever is yours comes to only you. I've said this before, but I picture it just like a conveyor belt. Just a conveyor going around with your stuff on it, waiting on you to get in line so you can get it. Rightly aligned, you can take it because it's yours and it only belongs to you. But you gotta seek the kingdom. Look at somebody say, seek the kingdom first. God has prepared certain stages of development for us to endure so that we may bear fruit. So we're gonna have to go through things to gain the ability to bear fruit. We should never try to acquire fruit before we are ready. Amen. Amen. Until you're ready, you're not ready. 1 Peter 1:7 says, the trying of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found under praise and glory, honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. Patience, the trial of your faith is worth more than gold. So let God try you. Let him work his process. Be patient. Wait. Wait. I've been waiting. Wait some more. Especially if you've been waiting. If you've been waiting, then it's easier to just keep waiting. You should be a pro at waiting. You're better at waiting. You've gotten good at it. I feel like I'm preaching. I feel the anointing of God on me. I promise you. I feel it. Planting comes first. Then comes growth. And lastly, fruit comes in due season. Boy, the time between 1 and 4. It's a long time. It's a long time. Long time. I'm finna pick at Reggie just because I was looking at him. When we were younger, you know, we were in that stage. Reggie was in that stage where he making the calls to try to find something to do. When you're young, that's what you do. But now he's a professor of music. So he just sits back and let folks come to him. But that took time. How many years you been doing it? 25 years. I knew him when he was nothing. And then I introduced him to somebody that turned him into something. He got the favor from the wife. Once he married her, it was smooth sailing there. Then they got Reese and it just took off. Boy, I'm using y'all real good, ain't it? But that's how it works. It just take, you're not gonna be what he is now tomorrow.
That's right.
It takes time. That's why you respect elders. You cuss out an elder, dog out an elder, and you're just a lad in the spirit. You just opened yourself up to warfare that you will not be able to handle. Galatians 6. Well, that's what the internet does. It makes us, now we can just talk about anybody. Any subject. I can speak on any subject. We're not even thinking about the spiritual ramifications. We're not even thinking about the warfare. We're not even thinking about, man, I used to could make money and now I can't make nothing. What happened? Well, you put your mouth on the wrong thing. You discounted something that God was doing. And now you got to pay for it. Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well doing. Look at somebody and say, don't be weary. If you're doing well, you don't have to be weary. It's just taking time for your tree to grow. Because in due season, what's going to happen? You're going to reap. Can I keep preaching in here? Y'all going to let me? Only a well-established tree can produce fruit. This is a tree that has gone through its growth phases and is full of sustenance. Colossians tells us, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Y'all see the difference between these two trees? These two trees are different. The one on the right will produce more fruit than the tree on your left. Tree on your left is bigger, has more things on it, but all that stuff gets in the way of fruit bearing. God prunes fruit bearing trees. You got to prune the fruit bearing tree so that it can grow upward and not lateral. See, if a tree grows lateral, then when fruit gets on it, it weighs it down and the branches snap off. So you prune it so it will grow upward. That way, when fruit get on it, it can sustain them and they don't get in the way of other fruit. Man, that's preaching by itself. Just the picture is preaching by itself. Yeah. You look at that and the world will tell you that first tree is the tree to be. Because that's the tree that's got all the stuff on it. That tree has the bends hanging on it. Y'all remember them church anniversaries? They bring that tree out and have all kind of stuff on it. Money taped to it, keys to a car, everything. Y'all remember that? Well, y'all didn't grow up like I did. They'd have the chair and the lamp and the table on the stage. You didn't know until it was that Sunday. You came in, oh, church anniversary, pastor and wife anniversary. That's what that was. And then they come and bring the money tree. Remember that? And act like they're going to give it to him. And they didn't give it to her and everybody go crazy. They give her the money tree and then they give the pastor the box of what they call pounds. See, y'all didn't grow up like I did. Pounds. And all that was all the stuff in people's cupboards that they didn't want no more. You done took cans of stuff that you would never have eaten. Old Holocaust cans. It's just cans of Y2K stuff. Stuff you bought just in case of emergency. You give that to the pastor. You keep all your good stuff. We get that box home. When we go eat, Daddy, well, it look like we gonna be eating hominy all week. Hominy and mixed vegetables. Nobody want no can of mixed vegetables. Mixed vegetables in a can, they all taste the same. Well, at least they gave us some meat. The can, on the can it say pork. Can of chicken. Everything is in the can. Oh, Jack Mackerel all day long. Oh, there's a few recipes. You can take that, Jack. You can make some, hey, it's a few recipes that Jack Mackerel come through. My mama said, but what are we having tonight? Got salmon croquettes. Oh, great. Ain't no salmon in them croquettes. Jack Mackerel croquettes. It just don't sound as good. Sound better to say. All right, let me move on. Yeah, Church of God in Christ, my upbringing is a little different. My dad being a pastor, we experienced all of that. But the tree that looks like it has all the stuff on it, the world will say, that's the tree to be. But God says, no, I gotta be able to cut you. Gotta be able to trim you. Discipline you. Gotta be able to prune you. So that you can truly bear fruit for the kingdom. When a tree is pruned, it shapes the tree so that the branches will continue to be aligned with its what? Center. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. That's a beautiful song. But that song makes a lot of sense. If he's the center, if he's your center, then what you grow on that center represents him. It grows upward. Doesn't lean to the left or to the right. And this is the way we prune our trees. John says, John 15, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, I'm going to take that away. And every branch that beareth fruit, I'm going to cut that one. Oh, I love this passage. So every branch that beareth not fruit, he's going to cut it off. But every branch that bears fruit, he's going to cut it. You know, when you signed up to live for the Lord, did you not think that disciplining you wasn't going to be involved? Why do we serve a God if we don't let him discipline us? What kind of father? And that's the problem. A lot of people grow up without their father, so they don't understand the disciplining of a father. But you got to be cut sometimes. So he says he's going to cut the tree that ain't doing nothing. And then he's going to cut the branch that is doing something. He's going to cut it so that it can bring forth what? More fruit. So now you went from bearing fruit to bearing what? More fruit. Trees are pruned to encourage optimal growth. When the diseased and dead limbs are cut away, the tree is able to bear more fruit. This is a continual process and must be done whenever it's needed. I'm 56 and stuff still getting cut off me. And I still have to be willing to allow God to prune. Second Timothy 2:21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Now this is beautiful because it says if a man would purge who? Himself. See, that's the beautiful part. You hear this message, You already thinking of stuff? Purge it. Purge it. You purge it. Summary. Jesus walked up to a tree and wanted something to eat, and it had no fruit on it. The Gospel of Mark's account of this story even tells us that it wasn't supposed to have fruit on it because it wasn't the correct season for figs. But because Jesus saw it in leaf, meaning that from a distance they saw leaves on it, they assumed that it had figs. Because bearing leaves is an indicator that it has fruit, or the time for fruit was near. Whatever the case, Jesus wanted to eat. And he walked up to it and didn't find any figs. He was disappointed. How many of you don't want to disappoint the Son of God? God in the flesh, all-powerful being. I don't need him disappointed. This parable illustrates that we should be content, listen, with the process of God preparing us, and we should not appear to have fruit before his timing. Everyone has to endure God's progression of making us fruit-bearing trees. So we must trust the one that created us and the only one that knows the future. When we trust in him and endure his course for us, we will bear fruit, more fruit, and then when we really get there, the Bible calls it much fruit in due season. Amen? Amen. Be patient, therefore, James 5:7. Brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Now listen to this. This is, and hath long patience for it. Okay. We're going to stay right there for a second. God has long patience for it. He had long patience for you. How many of you he had long patience for? How many of you he didn't even need his patience? You was ready right there. You was ready from the jump. Okay. Thank you. We all on the same page. Long patience for it. Long patience. Now, this is something God has been dealing with me for the past 2 years or so. He's been bringing me in the, bringing me before people who I would normally just not tolerate. Then God started dealing with me like, well, I had time for you. All your many mistakes, all your many errors, all your many failures. I accepted all of those. This is what God told me, because I'm Alpha and Omega. So Alpha and Omega means the Omega part of that is the ending, meaning that I knew who you'd be and I knew what you'd do, and I still chose to call you. And I chose to call you because I have long patience. While you was bumping your head, doing the fool, all that, disobedient, just all the stuff you was doing, God was waiting because he knew one day fruit was going to come out of this. But that's a long patience. And so he told me, extend your patience for the people you serve. Extend it. And anybody that's been semi-close to me know a change has come over me. I'm not the same person. God fixed that in me, and he's still working on it, but he fixed that because that was a problem. I didn't have the patience that I needed, but God had to fix that. Now, this don't mean, you know, it don't mean you out there, you know what I mean. This just means, man, you gotta put the gavel down. Let God have the gavel. Because some of these people, and this is what God, some of these people went through what you went through. And they need to overcome what you overcame. Amen. So I don't even view this church the same. I don't view people here, these elders, to tell you. Am I a different elder? They saw it. It was a noticeable change. I had to because God wanted me to. And so now I got long patience. Extended. I have to extend patience for people. And God says he hath long patience for it, for the precious fruit of the earth, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also what? Be ye also what? Patient. Stop talking about people. Stop condemning them. Oh, that's it. Folks finna start dropping dead. I hate when people say that, because we should all drop dead. Don't be saying that. I'm about to see folk. God about to do a new thing. People gonna be dropping dead. Why? No, he says he has long patience. Seem like the crazy folk outlive everybody. God giving them time. No, he's giving them time. He's long. That I just explained it. He has long patience. Long patience. Waiting for them to get it together. He's waiting. Waiting on one of you to help them get together. Waiting on one of you to take time to help them be better instead of talking about them. Amen. So he said, just like he hath long patience for it, be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. For guess what? For the coming of the Lord is closer now than ever before. Everyone stand to your feet. And what he wants us to do today, he wants us to work on our patience. Work on our own patience for people. Work on our growing pains. Being able to sit and voluntarily be cut. That's a whole different level. Voluntarily. God, I'll take this so that you can have them. Voluntarily. Not putting up your fist. Not fighting back. Not lashing back. Not coming back on folks. Not always defending yourself. But being cut for the sake of your own growth. So I want to pray for you today. If you need prayer for patience, or if you need prayer for pain, growing pains, just come on up. We're going to believe God. This patience is a real thing, man, especially with family members. Lord, family members. God, why can't they act right? Well, you used to didn't. You narrowly escaped them ratchet people. Ratchet was on you. It was on you. Trying to take root. Thank God you got out, but man, you gotta be patient. 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 The coming of the Lord is closer than ever before. Everything is in place. They are doing things overseas right now. Digital currency, digital ID, they doing all of the mark of the beast stuff in other countries. Taking folks' money, monitoring their money, killing Christians. You won't see it on our media, but it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. In Nigeria, they said hundreds of thousands of Christians have been killed. It's happening, just like the Bible said it would. So this is the time where we need to let go of stuff, but most important, we need to bear fruit. So we got to have long patience. Everyone just bow your heads. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for this message. Thank you, Lord, for this tree series, and thank you, God, for number 6, these growing pains. Thank you, Lord, Maybe we are in situations that aren't ideal. Maybe we have members in our family that don't do right. Maybe just things are irritating us and we're getting irritable and fatigued during the waiting process. We pray right now, Father God, for patience. Give us patience. Give us patience first for ourselves. Help us to wait on the things that you are doing for us, the things you're working out, the many moving parts, Father God, that you are bringing together to bring what it is that you desire for us. Give us patience for that, Lord. And then give us patience for others. Help us to have long patience for others, Lord. Patience, Father God, so that we don't explode or make harsh judgments or decisions, write people off, condemn people to hell. Father God, cut them off, cut them loose forever and say, then good for nothing. God, give us patience, the same long patience that you exercised for each and every one of us. Give us that depth of patience for those we come in contact with. And Father, we'll give your name the praise as you are changing us, making us into what you want us to be, maturing us, growing us, getting us to the point to where we can bear fruit, then bear more fruit, and then much fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On your way to your seats, just hug somebody and say, keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.